Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
No one works harder for Oklahoma than U.S. Senator James Lankford.
He's securing our borders,
supporting American energy,
fighting runaway inflation,
and standing for life and our values.
James's strong Second Amendment stand earned him an A rating from the NRA.
James Lankford is our faithful conservative leader who does the right thing the right way.
This is James Lankford, and I approve this message. With your vote on June the 28th, I'll keep fighting for our Oklahoma conservative values.
Paid for by families for James Lankford.
Ranchers, opportunities in the beef cattle industry will be the focus at the 2022 Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 26th and 27th. Register now for this very important event. Hear President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, plus 10 other presentations. Seating is limited. Call 806-323-9114 or go to the website. Presented by the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Extension.
Another great day for cattle futures market. We were higher in live cattle and in feeder cattle. The April lives are up $1.02 at 144.10. There is actually a gap on that April live cattle, about 144.55. So we're nearly up there to fill it, and right here at the end at the expiration. So we got within about 25 cents or so of doing that earlier today. The June live cattle were up $1.27 at 139.90. Just impressive rally here for the live cattle right at the expiration. We've also seen the cash market improve. It's traded up to 147 in the north. The feeder cattle market today also higher, with April up 95 cents at 158.45. The May's up 237 at 164.87. August 176.45, up 297. Still a good ways off the high, about $10 off the high for the August feeder cattle, but it's really impressive that the feeder cattle are at 176 and corn is over $8. At least in the old crop in the May. It's actually it now, but it was all day long. And the cattle market has been very resilient. So what'll happen with the feeder cattle if corn does sell off? How high could they possibly get? It's kind of interesting to think about starting off at these high levels. And the hogs today were down about $1.50.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, a tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
Today's grain futures market, we're quite a bit weaker in the wheat futures. July Kansas City down 26 even at 11.43.5. I think some of the export information out of the non-sanctions on Russia and the grain, that's weighing on the world market as supply is more sure at this point. And also there's some rain forecasted, which will benefit some of the wheat crop across western Kansas and some of northwest Oklahoma. I think the crop in southwest Oklahoma is pretty much set as it's already headed out. There is some rain forecast. I think the wheat futures are being weighed on a little bit because of that. The Chicago wheat was down around 20 cents or so in the first 4 months. The corn today down 16.5 in May at $7.99 and a quarter. So we're back below $8 here. After being 8.14 and a quarter, and I think 8.22 or something yesterday. Kind of selling back off here. Beans were higher. They were 1 to 5 cents higher. And then the cotton futures were December down 84 at 120.18. They've been hanging around that 120 level for about a week now on the cotton futures. We're getting that crop planted here. We do need some rain, of course, because it is so dry. Currently, the Dow's down about 250. The S&P is down 52, and then crude oil's up $1.50.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.